Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. We are following the New Hampshire vote, and tomorrow we will give you the wider picture here. Looks like to me it's Trump, and that's going to be it. Joe Biden is, I discuss in this program tonight, and I say this might be unfair of me to do so, but I believe the president of the United States has early dementia. And I'll back it up. I'll back it up. Could be wrong. Maybe I shouldn't even do this. But I think it's a serious situation developing now. Much more serious than it was even 6 months ago. You know, one of the things about life is that children are brought into the world, and some of them have terrible parents. And we have a tendency as a society to look away from that. Because what else can we do? If you know somebody who's an awful parent, you can yell at them or scorn them, but that's not going to help the kid. There's nothing legally you can do unless the poor child is being beaten or, you know, there's something way, way out of control. Because authorities don't want to get involved with parenting either. So in New York City, there is an educational problem. The working class poor children are in the public schools and they are not doing well academically. Every study, every test score proves that. The bad parents don't care. And some of the reason that the students are underperforming is because the parents don't put any pressure on them at all. All right, the parents are high or they're not there or they're doing stuff for them. And a kid is like, does exactly what the kid wants to do, which isn't studying. So the kid has to go to public school, walks in, he goes, I don't care. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to flunk. So what? That happens. It happens a lot. Now, there's no remedy in New York City for it. The teachers' unions, they don't want to improve anything, and they dominate the public school system. New Hampshire just passed a law, tiny New Hampshire, okay, that if you are a parent and you don't like your public school, you can send your kid to a private school, and the state of New Hampshire will help you with the tuition. That should be done in every state, because that's a good way to give some competition to failing school districts, all right? And we're paying a fortune in New York now for the public school, highest per student spending in the world, not just in the country, New York. Highest in the world. I don't have the stat right off, but I think it's more than $30,000 a student a year. The Catholic kids, that's half. Half. And the Catholic schools do much better academically than the public schools. You see what I'm talking about here? Now, there are good parents who are trapped. So they want their kids to learn and move up, but they can't afford to go to where I went, St. Bridget's School. So they're trapped in these terrible schools where there's violence and mayhem and chaos, and their kid has to go there every day because the school unions and the cowardly politicians won't get behind school independence. That's what it's about. So the cycle of poverty continues because, believe me, you're a kid who doesn't care about school. By the time you're 16, you're going to be poor or a criminal or both. That's it. We live in a competitive society. Now, the far left that governs New York State and city, they want socialism. They want a guarantee for every kid, whether the kid studies or not. Here's the money. We'll give it to you. You don't have to work for it. That's unsustainable. You can't sustain it. It's not enough money. But that's what these loons want. So to me, it's so clear. Give the good parents in the poor districts a choice. No, the left will not do it.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.